it's a natural part of all of us. Some of us are more tuned into it than others, but it's something that we all naturally have as one of our faculties.
Like, yes, yes. And I know just from experience, when I kind of allow myself to follow my intuition and just allow it to lead, you know, life does seem to be a lot more easy and graceful. But when I kind of resist it, you know, and we'll get to that in a few minutes, but it becomes a little more challenging. Mm-hmm. So let's start with Lori. What's the difference, in your perspective, between the intuition and what some might know as the instinct?
Well, we were talking about this the other day, and I've been thinking about that. I guess, to me, the instinct has to do more with the physical survival. Mm-hmm. And intuition is more about the bigger picture that might include physical survival. Like, for example, if you're confronted with a person who has a dangerous feeling about them, they could be, it could be an instinct that you're kind of repelled by a frightening looking person, or with a feeling that there's something dangerous about them. And it's also part of your bigger picture. It could be both. It could overlap.
Right. I'm going to add to that, but let me ask Madeline, what would you like to add something? What's the difference from your perspective of the intuition and instinct? Because I know a lot of people are not aware of if there is even a difference, you know?
Well, I agree with Laurie, and there is a difference. For me, it's instinct is a sideline sort of intuition. And it's developed from something that you've consciously or unconsciously done over and over and over to the point that it's kind of become a secret habit. So as you perform a motion or a need to act on something, instinct kind of takes over for you. So as you're doing what you feel instinctively, intuition also can come through and give you even better clues as to what might need to be changed or altered. So it is part of your survival, and you learn to thrive and grow. But intuition is from the higher source, and instinct is more of our natural animalistic behavior.
Yeah, like a reaction.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
it's not, yeah, not only learned personally, it's a learned behavior, but it's learned vibrationally through the cosmic consciousness and transferred off to others. You know, it's like that vibrational set point from habit. You know, the story about the monkeys on the other side of the world that did over habit over and over a certain thing, and then the monkeys on the way on the other side of the world were all of a sudden doing it.
Mm-hmm. It's like in the collective consciousness. It's
right.
Just over time, over generations, it kind of becomes ingrained type of thing. And I just to add to that, for me, you know, I see the value in both very, very much. And I although I do know that, you know, instinct, there are times when, like Lori said, you know, if you're feeling like a little off about something or, you know, not feeling right about something, then, you know, the instinct comes in if it's something where you need to protect yourself. Let's say a car is coming down the road really quickly, you need to, you know, quickly move out of the way, so your instinct kicks in. So in that manner, it's absolutely, you know, I'm so you know, it's so valuable. However, what I've noticed is a lot of just all of us, through conditioning, through whatever, through society, have been in this place of instinct for a long time, where it's all about survival, you know, to make sure that we don't, you know, not eat, that we don't, you know, all these things that have made it more so that we are in a space of instinct. And what happens is we kind of move out of the intuition, or we kind of, you know, it's always there, but we kind of turn a blind eye to it and move into more of the survival. And that's why I think a lot of people are, you know, maybe struggling right now, or kind of experiencing hardships, because they are in that victim consciousness, which, if we are in the instinct for a long period of time and are always using it and going by that, you know, it does kind of reflect that we are in that space of, you know, maybe fear or something of that nature. Whereas if we kind of just move out of that and every so often kind of use it when it's needed and back into the intuition where it's really about, you know, ease, grace, just trusting, allowing, you know, not trying to force anything, but just allowing and following whatever you're receiving, then life becomes much easier. Would you guys kind of agree on that or feel that with me?
I would, most certainly.
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like Madeline said, an instinct can become a habit, and a lot of us are in a habit of like the fight or flight instinct,
mm-hmm.
right into fight or flight, and that can get in the way of our intuition and our growth.
Yeah, and you know where it's really interesting in relationships, whether it's friends, family, especially family, but you know, our partner. What I notice is that, especially with a lot of people that I kind of connect with or work with, I see that they're always coming from a place of reactive, you know, and so that's
mm-hmm.
why they have some of those struggles in the relationships. But when they start allowing their intuition to guide them and they can be more, you know, aware or understanding or compassionate instead of, you know, quickly reacting with a maybe if they, you know, their partner or their family member says something that may irk them, you know, quickly reacting. So that, I think, also when we kind of balance in between the intuition and instinct, kind of balance that whole thing, then the relationships also start to get better, I notice, personally.
I agree. I think when you learn to balance them, get a good balance between the two, then things are working pretty smoothly for you.
Yes. So I wanted to ask Madeline, let's jump into this. From your perspective, why do you think many people feel blocked when it comes to using or working with their intuition?
Okay, well, for me, everyone has their God within. And whether you pay attention to that inner nudging or not, you know, it's totally up to you. It's everything is vibrational. And when we have guilt or feelings of unworthiness, self-doubt, a strained sense of duty, things like that that we place upon ourselves, it keeps us in that lower vibration. So we become blocked even from childhood by thoughts and things and ideals that have been trained to us so that we stay in that lower vibration. Our physical bodies and our spiritual bodies are not aligned when we're in that lower vibration, and we have a feeling of separation from yourself and from your God source. And basically you are. The higher vibration that your higher self or God self is being sent to you, it's coming through consciously. And your physical body constantly is getting those messages. So if we can learn to raise our vibration, then once again we will feel the oneness and the higher power that lives within us.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps to alleviate that separatedness where you block yourself from those gifts. You know,
mm-hmm.
then you just kind of turn and accept them.
Mm.
Is that making sense?
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, good picture. You painted a really good, clear understanding for me. And Lori, why do you think, you know, a lot of people might still be blocked or feel blocked when it comes to connecting with their intuition?
I think there's probably a few different reasons, and it's a very personal thing. The relationship with our inner self and our intuition is kind of a personal relationship and different for different people. The intuition can often be mixed up with emotions that are something else. I see intuition as, maybe I've learned this from someone else, but that it could be either hesitation or enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
One of those, either enthusiasm to go in a certain direction or hesitation. And emotions about the past, like you were talking about reacting to situations, could be piled up emotions that were unprocessed,
mm-hmm.
and it can be hard to differentiate sometimes
right.
between the emotions and the intuition. And it could also be sort of programming. There's a lot of messages in our society not to trust our
yes.
intuition.
Yeah.
I remember even as a child, I was very intuitive. I remember my mother once saying to me, "You're like a Cassandra. You see things. You know what's happening, but we don't necessarily want to know."
Oh, yeah, and of course,
It's
as a
true.
child, you were.
It's true.
Yeah, and as a child, you immediately, oh, well, then there's something wrong with me, or something like that.
Or I better keep it to myself. Or
Yeah.
I think also intuition has a lot to do with truth and ultimate objective truth. When we're all subjective individuals and we have our own truth, but there's something about intuition that is an ultimate truth. It's the sum of all our truths.
Yes, and what I've also kind of to add on to what you were saying with the whole feeling blocked is that, it could come, the programming could come from superstitions, it could come from religious doctrines, and just a lot of different things where we are kind of told to look outside of ourselves in order to get that, for example, in different cultures or whatever, you have to look to a specific God figure or something like that outside of you to give you the answer. Whereas, if we had been taught to go inside and look within and go into, our inner goddess, God energy, it would have been a lot easier to remain connected with that as we grew into adults. Because as children, you are correct, we come in so connected, so aware, and it's just through the conditioning, through whether it's media, through ancestors, whether it's through superstitions, we tend to kind of get weighed down with it, and it kind of goes with what you're both saying with that. So great insights, ladies.
Yes, self-doubt, I would say the self-doubt versus self-trust
Yes.
a lot to do with whether we're going to feel blocked or not with our intuition.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was just going to get to is then there's those of who are actually super connected, they're very spiritual, they've done a lot of their work. However, they just aren't able to trust. So what can you share some more perspective on that? Anybody?
Well,
Do you want to
yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. You go
No,
first.
you go ahead. You go ahead.
Well, it's basically still what we were just talking about. It's fear. It's fear-based, and it's mostly fear of the unknown and going against the old thought patterns. The old built-ins, what's rights and what's wrongs and the do's and the don'ts. It's a fear of judgment, and it's also fear that they might be opening themselves up to something that's negative and might harm them because of all their old beliefs and ideals that have been taught to them from before, or that just that they've experienced that they don't know what to
Right.
do with it.
And we see it in a lot of movies.
Yes, and I understand all that completely.
Yeah.
So if you come from a place of fear to start with, but then the more you align yourself up with your inner connection, the more that fear will ease from you. And the more you can recognize that you have the power. You're the one that's creating your realities. So this, you're stronger than any fear that would surface because you have that strong power from your divine inside. But until you are able to get yourself to recognize that, I think that you're going to still ignore your intuition because you're afraid of where it might take you, or you're just not ready to go there yet.
Yes, and something you said, fear of the unknown, and a lot of the listeners, this is something that I received a message once when I was working with a client, and it just was one of those moments, when you get a message and you're like, you get the chills and you're just like, oh my goodness, like this, almost like a life-changing turning point. And for me, what that message was there really is no need to fear the unknown because a part of us, that divine self, that God goddess self that is within us, that the intuition, that's the way that intuition speaks through us and guides us. That part of us knows everything because it comes from the unknown. It comes from all that is. So with that knowledge that there's a part of us that can trust that aspect of us that already knows everything and we just move out of the way and allow it to come through, then there's no need to fear the unknown, you know?
Exactly.
That was a huge aha moment for me. And, you know, it's actually changed a lot of, you know, whereas I used to always want to know, you know, oh, what's going to happen next week or this. Now I'm just like, you know what? I'm so grateful. I'm just going to allow myself to trust my intuition because I know that that is going to lead me exactly where I need to be. And with that, it really strengthened my trust in the intuition to let go of the fears of the unknown, because there's a part of us that knows everything, you know?
Yes, and you were ready for that aha moment. Or it wouldn't have been an aha for you.
Yes, and it's funny because it came in for the client, and I don't even know if they really, you know, how they absorbed it or digested it. But for me, I was like, ooh, I got to write this down. So, and Lori, is there anything else you wanted to add to the trust factor around the intuition?
Yes, the fear of the unknown, a lot of times we've had experiences where maybe we did act on our intuition and it didn't necessarily work out exactly as we had planned or wanted, like you were saying, mm-hmm. wanting to know exactly what's going to happen. A lot of times we don't know, and a lot of times we are going to go through a challenge to get to a better place.
Right.
And we're not seeing, that's like the bigger picture.
Right.
We're not seeing that, and we're just seeing like, I want this to be like this now.
Right.
Or next week. So if I act on this, is that what's going to happen? Oh no, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of times with that fear of the unknown, is it's wanting to control the situation when an attitude of intention of I just want the highest and best for myself and others.
Definitely.
It's going to take you maybe on an unexpected direction, but life can be a very exciting adventure that way.
Of course. Of course. And it's all, again, in how we react, you know, and that's another kind of little subject about it. But when we are able to kind of say, okay, well, whatever comes at us, you know, it's all good, you know, finding the lesson and learning from that experience, which I know many who are listening do, then it's not maybe, you know, you don't see every challenge as that difficult, because you see there's blessings and there's a light at the end of the tunnel. But you know, of course, for those who are maybe just tuning in and realize, oh, okay, well, what Lori just said, I resonate with that. You know, there's something in there that, yeah, life can throw challenges, but you know, I know that if I just allow myself to surrender into my intuition, it'll be, even if it's a little bit more, it'll be easier, you know.
True.
So, well, the next question I wanted to ask you, let's start with Lori, is for those who would like to develop their intuition even more, what is one or two insights or techniques that you use or that you work with that could assist them right here and right now to start moving into that direction where they can have a stronger connection with their intuition? So what, because I know you both have really, really honed in your intuitive gifts and you both do amazing things with that. So what is like something that you can offer to our listeners that they can start doing to develop their intuition?
Should I go?
Yes, Lori.
One thing is to open to the idea of possible, that anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
And just work with that for a while, that it is possible that this enthusiasm that I'm feeling toward this direction or this person or activity is, it's really coming from my intuition and I can trust it. That it's possible is number one. Also, I see imagination, memory, imagination, intuition, clairvoyance all in a sort of a continuum.
Mm-hmm.
So opening more to your imagination, I believe, will take you further into your intuition.
Yes. So basically, like doing, like visualizing and, you know, doing some just meditations where you use your third eye, they call it, your ability to kind of see with your eyes closed. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
It could be that, and it could also be just using your imagination in any way, making up a story
mm-hmm.
about any kind of story, or a story about your life or what you want your life to be. That could be considered daydreaming,
mm-hmm.
imagining what is possible, And the next thing you know, you're going to start to get ideas, and that I would look at as intuitions. Ideas that are coming from you don't know where.
Right.
Somewhere inside of you. You're tuning into.
Right.
Your intuition.
Yes. Well, that's an amazing insight. And Madeline, is there anything, any technique? Or?
Yes. And you know, Laurie, I think those are really great ideas. I like what you've said a lot there. It leaves you room for expansion and for exploring that you don't normally allow yourself. But what happens with me is I really like to get myself in a quiet meditative space, and to help me do that a lot, you know, I play a nice music or a nice meditative CD and just, you know, be quiet and focus on your breath. The more you concentrate on just focusing on the in and out of your breath, the more you kind of lose connection with your physical outside body, and the more the intuition starts to come through, and you start to recognize it. You get more and more familiar with it. And at times when you're in a particular situation where you're just all torqued up and not sure what to do or where to go, if you just take, you know, just move yourself from the incident, go into a separate room if you have to, and just take a 60-second, you know, mini mind vacation and recenter yourself. It basically does the same as what a 30-minute meditation does that you cannot do always at 30 minutes. If you just recenter yourself and focus on your breath, or take yourself to a nice place you like to go in your mind, you come out of that with a different perspective. You know, again, you're more in control, and your intuition and your guidance has kicked in. And the other thing that I always do, of course, is use my pure Egyptian essences. You know, they are amazing with their healing ability, and with their no chemicals and no oils and no alcohol, to just, with their vibration, they just line you right up with the helping remove those blocks. And it's just, I just love them. They're just beyond anything I've found.
That's so funny, is because, you know, that's another thing, the gift, because it's music, it's about music and listening with sound, mm-hmm. and then the mm-hmm. scent, the essences is the fragrance, the smelling, and that's also another part of our senses that when it's awakened, it really, you know, enlivens our, and activates other parts of our senses, you
True, and the Egyptian ones that I have are so different. That when you start to smell them, you actually start to smile because you can feel the love vibration come through them. And it's like, this is really interesting. I feel lighter hearted than what I did when I was first just sitting here. And it's due to them. It's like, I watch everybody just smile all the time and they don't know why. And I just get chuckle at them.
My
like,
goodness.
I know why.
Well, yes. And I'm going, and I can't wait to tell the audience, you know, the listeners where they can check your essences out.
Oh,
I did want to add one. Did you have anything else that you wanted to share, Madeline, as far as the techniques goes?
Well, when you're in that, if you allow yourself often enough to get in a quiet space where you can get centered, you will start hearing those little whispers. You know, you'll just start getting those little voices that you need to pay attention to. And what I did want to stress, though, if you are getting an idea or a thought or a voice that makes you feel uncomfortable or makes you feel uneasy, then all you just need to do is send a mental thought back and say, you know, are you for my highest good? Are you the best for my higher self? And are you from the light? And if you get a little feeling or knowing, and it makes you feel good, and it's loving, and it's caring, and it's nurturing, then it's from your divine intuition. And you can, you know, you can pretty much bank on that. It's steering you the right way.
Right, because sometimes it could just be things that are called like free-floating thought forms. It's just in the mass consciousness. So, mm-hmm. you know, you just make sure that you're receiving. My thing is is it coming from a place of unity, love, or is it coming from a place of fear, lack? So that's kind of my question. And if it's empowering, then I know that it's for my highest good and to share it. If it's not, then, you know, I kind of just let it go and release it and say thank you. I do want to add one more little tool that I find really helpful in developing the intuition, and it's more centered on feeling. And for me, like, I connect with, I'll go to my favorite tree, or like a plant or a flower, and I'll kind of just sit with it for a little while, kind of like Madeline was saying, just meditation. But I'll just sit with it for a while and feel into it. Not even like, not trying to tap into like what it's the messages is sending. Just I try to feel that tree, feel the energy, the life force that it's providing for me, and just feel into it. And you'll get messages. It might take a little bit of time, and it could just be visual, it could be audio, audience or whatever, but you will get messages. And also, pets are really good to do that with. So, like, if you have a little dog or a cat, just sitting with them and really sitting, being very present and feel them, feel them, just kind of like give them your attention, and just kind of maybe just close your eyes and just you have them on your lap and feel their energy. You'll feel, you'll receive. They'll kind of like, give you how, a feeling, whether it's like, oh, do I feel like they're being kind of giving me an attitude, or do I feel like they're being loving right now, supportive? So when you do that, it's just a good practice. It's like a little tool to practice feeling, because intuition is a lot about feeling, So those are little two little techniques that I work with
You're
that
right,
really
though.
help
You're
me a
right. It
lot.
is a lot about feeling, especially for you, because you're an empath, like me. So feeling tells us, gives us a lot, our early warning signals are our early, okay, it's a good place to be there. You can easily tell by just being quiet and feeling. You're so right.
Exactly, and that's when it comes in, like, if you have a job opportunity, or if you have, some friends that, new friends or whatever, you can get a feeling. And it, the more you practice, the less about judgment it will be, and the more it will be about just discernment, where there's, you're just feeling into the energy, and if it feels like you resonate with it, and you connect with it. If you don't, then you bless it, thank you, and then you just move on. So that has been a very, especially, working, and I know both of you as healers, we do have that ability, but at the same time, making sure that we don't have the judgment aspect in it, because it could get to that point. So when we practice these little ways of just feeling energy, even as simple as feeling the energy between your hands, putting your hands at a specific distance and feeling the energy in between. And if you do that for a focused amount of time, you can actually feel like a magnetic pull. If you move your hands just gently back and forth, you can do that. And so, just as simple as that, then it'll really be applied in your life to kind of follow those feelings that serve you and work really good for your highest good. And of course, life becomes more joyful and easy. So before we wrap up, I want to make sure that we do get, your amazing, if you have any events or your website. So Madeline, let's start with you. I know you were talking about the amazing essences which you just sent me. So where can we find those?
Well, what I want to do, Emmanuel, is to give your listeners a free meditation CD where they can connect. It's a guided
Oh my
meditation
goodness.
for a chakra connection, and it was given to me by my guides, by Isis and Ra, who are the guardians behind the essences anyway. So it's a free MP3 download if they go to httpinnerlightguidance.com.
Say that one more time.
Innerlightguidance.com. Do you want me to spell it?
Perfect.
It's
Yeah, you can spell it if you want. I think so. It's innerlightguidance.com, yes?
Innerlightguidance.com. And I would really be honored if they would take advantage of the free MP3, because it will help them to connecting with intuition. It's a very powerful meditation. It's got a good whammy to it. And then there's some surprises when they get over there too about the
Thank
essences.
And that's so generous of you. And I know you had told me that you were going to do that specifically for our listeners. So
Yes, I
if you're
did.
listening right now, please take advantage of that. Go right over to her website and check the MP3 out and check her essences out and her artwork. And, you know, she has a beautiful message and energy and amazing
Aw,
stuff. Is there any other
thank
websites or do you have
you.
any events coming up?
Yes, well, my main website is belovedessences.com. I've set up this inner light guidance just for your folks so they can get the download. So
Yay!
it's a
See?
special
Oh,
one
we
for
are so
them.
blessed. So much abundance.
Yes, perfect.
Thank you. I'm actually going to go right over there after this. And thank you so much for that. And
Oh,
Lori,
thank
is
you.
can you share your amazing things?
I don't have any events planned right now. I did do my Creative Freedom Workshop in January. I might be doing it again this summer.
Good.
That's for artists and developing a lot some of these skills that we've been talking about at the same time. Your
Cool.
creativity and your intuition. And
Very
my
nice.
website is soulconnectnow.com, where you can
Yes.
learn more about the services that I offer and Jolie offers. You mentioned her earlier.
Yes. Well, Jolie was, if all the listeners remember, she was on our first show, and you know they that you know when we actually mentioned you, Lori, you're you know said that you guys were working together. So this is Lori here today. She's you know the other half of Soul Connect. So and they offer amazing services. I can attest to working with Lori. She's done a lot of work with me, and I've just had some wonderful breakthroughs with her. So if you are
Awesome.
looking for energy healing or just you know readings and things like that, she's absolutely amazing.
Great.
And there's some articles on my website too that might be of interest to people. Like one of my favorites is A New Love Paradigm. It's about a new approach to love relationships in
Yes.
modern world for modern people.
Yes, I actually remember reading that. So, thank you, ladies, so much. Of course, as always, I mean, I always say this, but time flies. It's funny because we always say, oh, how long is it going to last? And it just times flies. So, of course, you guys are welcome anytime. You know, we will definitely, I want to chat a little more on some other subjects. And thank you for sharing your insights and wisdom on the intuition. And of course, this topic can go on and on, but I think it was a good glimpse for our listeners.
Thank you, Emmanuel. Thank you. I just love you so much. You're so awesome. And thank you,
I love you
Laurie.
both too.
Thank
Thank
you,
you so much.
Laurie.
Can I say one more thing about intuition?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just that it is a very natural thing. It's not this out there, far away thing. Anytime you get a good idea, that's your intuition.
Yes.
Good point.
Yes, it's natural. That's the absolute
Very
most.
natural.
It's an
Anytime you sort of
extension.
know an answer, that's your intuition working.
Yes, it's an extension of us, you know, and the more we give ourselves permission to allow it to just do its thing and guide us, the more we will feel connected with it.
Wow.
Yes.
Wonderful. All right, so I will definitely have you guys back, and we're actually gonna go into a music break. But when we return, I will be facilitating some energy work around the intuition, developing the intuition, and so forth. We'll be right back after these messages. Perfect. Thank you, ladies.
Wow, it was so
Thank you.
awesome.
That was amazing. I tell you, see, it's so easy, it's so fun, and it just flows, right?
Oh, it was so nice. Laura, you were so insightful. You're just like really,
Both of
really,
you,
really
yeah.
wonderful.
Yes, definitely. Both of you were so insightful, and I took
You
some.
were too, yeah.
Yeah, I took
That
some
was
notes.
great.
Yay!
So,
And now you guys know each other, Facebook each other.
yes, we need to Facebook each other. That would be awesome. So this is going
Oh.
to air May the 31st.
No, actually, yes, 31st, next Tuesday, this coming Tuesday,
You
not tomorrow,
know,
the next one.
I'm on a
And
plane to Egypt on that day.
that is amazing. That's
Yes, I
miraculous. I
know.
can't
Wow.
wait.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, especially because you're so, you know, you work a lot with the Egyptian energy, so
That's right.
beautiful.
That's right. I'll be there about 2 weeks and then I'll come back.
It's okay. What were you saying?
I said I'll be gone for about 2 weeks getting different essences and getting things lined up, with the change in the government and stuff.
So I'm so excited. Keep me updated on everything, and I will keep you updated on,
perfect.
I'm going to work with your essences, and I'm going to apply it into my practice, kind of just put them, if I
Yes.
feel guided to with a client and stuff.
You will be
And
guided. Good.
oh yes, oh yes. I have a friend who I think you'll love as well, Karen Mead. She's been on the show, and she works with essential oils as well, similar to you. And I feel a similar vibration with you guys, so it's very interesting. And Karen Mead, add her on my Facebook. Tell her I recommend it. I said I suggested you. And what was I gonna say? Yes. So next Tuesday, 7 p.m. I'll send you the links this week. So Lori and Madeline, if you guys can just send it to your email list and stuff, and just kind of have them, just give them the insight that you guys will be on the show.
Okay.
I would be so grateful.
I put it in my newsletter last week and put a picture of you, and I got comments back about how cute you are. Like, yes, he's
Thank
so
you.
cute, and y'all need to listen. They're like, okay, when is it?
Ah,
So
thank
yeah.
you. I'm just blushing
That's
right
great. Yeah, we're
now.
doing a newsletter soon. Jolay's writing something right now, so
Okay.
good. Just give me, I got a link to her interview too, and whatever. Her
Yes.
appearance on your show too.
Perfect. Yeah, I have a link.
Put those
I'll
up.
send you that too. I have it's the first
Great.
show. So, yeah, if you guys I'll send it to you by Friday, Thursday, Friday, so that you can, send it out maybe by Monday, or schedule it for Monday or Friday or something.
Perfect. Perfect.
Cool.
All right, my beautiful sisters. So
Thank
it was an
you.
honor, and let's connect soon. Have a really wonderful trip, Madeline. I can't wait to
Thank
hear
you.
about it when you get back.
Thank you. I may Skype you
Yes.
from over there. You never know.
Yay, and I'm going to Hawaii, actually Kauai. Oh, Lori, I booked my flight July 5th, so I'll be there for 2 months,
Two
just to kind of,
months.
feel the energies
Oh
of
my God.
it's gonna be amazing. So
You
glad
are
to be there for
taking
the same
Skype
thing.
with you, right?
Of course, yeah, I'll
Okay.
definitely. So you'll definitely feel the energies from there. It's like there's a vortex and all that
Oh,
stuff.
wonderful.
Good job
Oh,
acting on your intuition.
I know,
wow.
I'm doing, I'm following my intuition. I don't
Your
even know.
enthusiasm is
Yeah.
heading you toward Hawaii for
Yay.
reason we don't know.
I know, I know. And it'll unravel when I get back, and I'll tell you, so.
Cool.
Excellent.
All right, love you guys. See you
Love
soon.
you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye,
Bye.
both of you. Bye.